Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are with us in person, and those of you joining us online. We have just a few announcements. One, church council is tomorrow night, so if you're on council, come on, and we're going to talk about a few things tomorrow night. The senior citizens group in the bulletin is on the wrong Wednesday. It's actually the following Wednesday, but worship and music is this week at 2. We are starting up the Bible study again as fall approaches, and so we invite you to join us for Bible study the first and third Thursdays of the month here in the fellowship hall from 7 to 8. We are grateful to have Judy Thomas with us today interpreting our service. Thank you for being here. We have a few birthdays and anniversaries. Rob Gallagher has a birthday this week. Minnie Conrad, is Minnie here yet? Oh, you're Minnie, what are you doing in a different seat? I didn't even see you. Minnie, Sandra, Vaughn, Andrew Curry, and Robert Napolitano. Matt and April Bunton were not in the bulletin last week. We had the wrong date for their anniversary, but they celebrated their anniversary last week. And then this week, Johnny and Tammy Turner are celebrating, as are Bobby and Carrie Fritz. And remembering their baptism this week, Carol Varner and Stuart Walmsley. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we have two prayer shawls this morning for our two new members who will officially be joining us a little bit later in the service, Sadie Peacock and Rob Gallagher. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks for the gift of prayer, that you hear us every single time we come to you, with words, without words, with the thoughts in our minds and the tears that come out of our eyes sometimes. We also thank you for your church, the body of Christ, in which we find companionship and strength in others to help us make the journey through discipleship. We thank you for Sadie and Rob as they are becoming members today and ask that you would bless them. And we ask that you would bless these prayer shawls, that as they feel the weight of these upon on their shoulders or their laps, that they would feel the weight of their church family here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Thank you.
Please stand as you are
able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the God of manna, the God of miracles, the God of mercy. Amen. Drawn to Christ and seeking God's peace, let us confess our sin. God, our provider, help us. It is hard to believe there is enough to share. We question your ways when they differ from the ways of the world in which we live. We turn to our own understanding rather than trusting in you. We take offense at your teachings and your ways. Turn us again to you. Where else can we turn? Share with us the words of eternal life and feed us for life in the world. Amen. Beloved people of God, in Jesus, the manna from heaven, you are fed and nourished. By Jesus, the worker of miracles, there is always more than enough. And through Jesus, the bread of life, you are shown God's mercy. You are forgiven and loved into abundant life. Amen.
Oh,
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
With you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, your blessed Son came down from heaven to be the true bread that gives life to the world. Give us this bread always, that he may live in us and we in him, and that strengthened by this food, we may live as his body in the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Conrad. Good morning, Brantley. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Maddie. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Kate. Well, I had so much fun with you last weekend at VBS Day. We learned all about baptism, and we sang some songs and did some crafts. And so I thought maybe we could sing another song that we learned with the congregation. Now, I know it's been a whole week, so it might be hard to remember this song. So I'll remind you while teaching them the words. So it's sung to the tune of Are You Sleeping, right? Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping? So first we say, in word and water, in word and water. And we point to water. Now right now we have water in the baptismal font, but maybe you sing this song in the bathtub, or maybe you sing it in the shower, or maybe you sing it while you're washing dishes. So whatever you're doing, or you can sing when you're in the shower. And so when you sing this, you point to wherever the water is. So inward and water, inward and water. Okay. And the next part is God claims me, God claims me. And you point to yourself, right? You're right. And then we sing, now I live my new life. Now I live my new life. And as we sing that part, we open our arms big to welcome the new life that God gives us in baptism. And then last, we sing, washed and sealed, washed and sealed. And as we sing that, we make the sign of the cross on our forehead, like what happens in baptism. Washed and sealed, washed and sealed. I do remember that we had the Berenstain Bears come to VBS, and Mother Bear and Father Bear, they brought Brother Bear to be baptized, and so we baptized Brother Bear. I do remember that.
Me too.
You remember that too? That was really fun. Okay, so maybe we can try to sing here. In word and water, in word and water, God claims me. God claims me. Now I live my new life. Now I live my new life. Washed and sealed. Washed and sealed. You think we can invite everybody to join us? Do you think you've got the words and the motions down? Okay. In word and water, in word and water, God claims me. God claims me. Now I live my new life. Now I live my new life. Washed and sealed. Washed and sealed. That was wonderful. Well, maybe you can remember that song the next time you're taking a bath or playing in the sprinkler or swimming in the pool. And you can remember that the same water that you're playing with or washing with is why we use water in baptism. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for each other.
Thank you for each other.
And thank you for our church.
Thank you for our church.
Thank you for water.
Thank you for water.
And thank you for baptism.
And thank you for baptism.
We love being your children.
We love being your children.
We love you, God.
We love you, God.
Amen. Thank you for coming forward this morning. You can go to Children's Church with Kelly. And in a little bit, these folks are going to play the handbells for us. So that is something to look forward to.
The first lesson comes from the second chapter of Acts. So those who welcomed his message were baptized. And that day about 3,000 persons were added. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. All came among everyone because many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all people. And day by day, the Lord added to their numbers those who were being saved. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from 1 Corinthians 10th chapter. The cup of blessing that we bless is not a sharing of the blood of Christ. The bread that we break is not a sharing of in the body of Christ, because there is one bread, and we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Oh,
The Gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place." As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day now is nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. He vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." And then they told what had happened to them on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of bread. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Yesterday, I was thinking about the very first time that I presided at Holy Communion. It was my ordination day, January 9th, 2021. In the same way that some girls dream about their wedding someday, I had dreamt about my ordination service for years. Part of that service is presiding at Holy Communion for the first time, minutes after you make your ordination vows. I'd been the assisting minister in worship many, many times before, including every single Sunday on my internship. But still, for years, every single time I attended worship, I wondered what it would be like to someday be the presider. What it would be like to say those sacred and holy words. Now, at that point, I'd only been exposed to chanting as part of the communion liturgy. And so I wondered what it would be like to chant those words. And I would sing in the shower, "The Lord be with you." And sometimes, "It is indeed right, our duty and our joy." And you know the acoustics are much better in the shower, but I would practice singing the communion liturgy in the shower. After the call committee here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church had named me their primary candidate, it began to seem real to me that I might actually be ordained and that I indeed would get to be a pastor and preside at the table or represent Christ in worship and at the table. And so I took a book off my shelf, a book that I had purchased several years before, with the hopes of reading it someday. It's called Presiding in the Assembly. I can't remember how many times I read this before my ordination, at least 4 or 5 times. In fact, I don't know if you can see this, but the pages are all marked up. I made so many notes. Presiding at the table was a dream of mine for many, many years, and I so badly wanted to do a faithful and an effective job at presiding at the table. So this book talks about what it means to be a faithful and effective presider at the table and what that looks like, broadly and specifically. So for example, presiding in the assembly is hospitable. That means first, that it is the welcoming of strangers. It makes use of structures and forms in a way that communicates both that something important is happening here and that this assembly is not a closed group. It seeks to manifest a spoken language, a body language, and most important, a relational language that welcomes, expands, and includes. So it talks about presiding in worship and at the table broadly and specifically. So this is about the words of institution. As part of the Eucharistic prayer, the words of institution are addressed to both God and the congregation. Nevertheless, any temptation to look at the assembly as if leading an object lesson should be resisted. The tradition of fixing the eyes on the book or on the element being spoken of is helpful in this regard. The presider begins the institution narrative with hands joined. The traditional Western practice is for the presider to hold the bread and wine during the words of institution. At the words that begin referencing the bread, took bread, the presider picks up the loaf or the paten with both hands. The presider holds the bread with both hands at a convenient height far above the altar throughout the words concerning it. After the words, "Do this for the remembrance of me," the presider places the bread or paten on the corporal and pauses before continuing the narrative. So I'm sure it just sounds like a lot of words, but I offer it to really emphasize that what we do in worship has meaning and has deep, deep intentionality. And as it relates to Holy Communion, as we make our way through our summer sermon series, Food for the Journey, every single thing in Holy Communion is done with intention and meaning. Truly nothing, no thing about the table, communion, the liturgy is arbitrary. The words that are said, the order that they happen in the liturgy, the placement of the cup and paten on the linens, where I look with my eyes, the motions that I make with my hands and arms and body, it all has meaning, and it is all very, very intentional. And so with that in mind, we are going to explore the meaning of a particularly powerful moment in the liturgy called the fraction this morning. The fraction is also known as the breaking of bread. So a few Sundays ago, we explored the different names for Holy Communion and how each name or metaphor helps us understand a particular emphasis of the sacrament. The earliest name for this meal is breaking bread. We see this in our New Testament readings for this morning. The early church is described as devoting themselves to the breaking of bread, and it says that they broke bread in their homes with glad and sincere hearts. Now, when we read that in the English, it might be easy just to plug right along, thinking that they were eating and sharing meals together. And they were. However, We know that breaking bread, as it is used in the New Testament, is a way of saying that they shared the Eucharist, or Holy Communion. Every Sunday, every day of the resurrection, in the early church, people gathered in homes to worship. And always as a part of worship, there was a meal. And always in the midst of the meal was Holy Communion, breaking bread. So we get the term breaking bread from Jesus' actions in the Gospels. In the Last Supper that Jesus had with his disciples, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples. We get the word breaking bread because there are many, many times in Jesus' ministry that he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it for folks to eat. Think about the feeding of the 5,000. Those four verbs are used over and over again in the Gospels. We also get the term breaking bread from our gospel lesson today. At the house of Mr. and Mrs. Cleopas, Luke tells us that when Jesus was at the table with them, it was only when the bread was broken that Jesus was revealed to them. They recognized him and they immediately returned to Jerusalem to tell the others how Jesus had been made known to them in the breaking of bread. So in our liturgy, after we say the Lord's Prayer at the table, I offer words of invitation. Then the fraction takes place. And I wonder how many of you have actually ever noticed this moment in the liturgy. So the word fraction comes from the Latin word fractio, which means breaking into pieces. So at that point, I lift the bread off of the paten, and I lift it high enough so that everyone can see, and I break the bread into two pieces. And then, if you'll notice, I always put the two pieces back together and place it on the paten again. So this moment of the fraction is meant to help us call to mind all of the breaking of bread that Jesus did in his ministry. It's meant to help call to our mind that Last Supper he had with his disciples when he broke bread with them. When the bread at this point of the service, which for us has become the body of Christ, when the bread is lifted up, we also call to mind that Jesus was lifted up on the cross. And as the bread is held up, the bread which again is the body of Christ, as it is broken, we remember Jesus' broken body on the cross. And then the action of bringing the two pieces back together symbolizes the unity that we have in Christ. It acknowledges that in Christ, we who are many become one. In our other New Testament lesson for today, the Apostle Paul wrote, "There is one bread, and we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread." We who receive communion are united into one in the body of Christ, in the bread that we share. And then, as the bread is being broken and brought back together, we begin to sing Lamb of God. Just as John the Baptist declared, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," as Jesus came to him to be baptized, we declare with our song that Jesus is the Lamb of God, and that the very presence of Christ is in the bread and is with us, and that we are beholding the Lamb of God with our very own eyes. Because remember, the bread and the wine are not symbols. Jesus did not say, "This is like my body given for you," or "This is a symbol of my body given for you." Jesus said, "This is my body given for you." And as we receive into our very bodies the body of Christ, we take into our bodies the presence of Christ, which gives us the mercy and the peace that we ask God for as we sing the Lamb of God. As the bread is broken and united together again, we declare that we are beholding the Lamb of God. Sisters and brothers, God does more in this meal than we could ever ask or imagine. In this meal, God comes to us over and over again in the bread and the wine. The very presence of Jesus is with us in this holy and sacred meal that we get to share. Not the meal that we have to share, the meal that we get to share every single Sunday in worship, just as they did in the early church. And so I invite you, beloved children of God, to come. Come this day and every Lord's Day to Christ's table. And when you come, receive the very presence of Christ in the bread and the wine, and let it nourish and strengthen us in faith and for service. May you come with wonder and hopeful expectation for what God will do in you and among us and among the entire communion of saints in this holy meal. May we, like the early church, be known for being devoted to the breaking of bread. And when Jesus is revealed to us in the breaking of the bread, may we have the boldness and the courage to proclaim with our words and our actions and our lives, "Behold, here is the Lamb of God." Amen.
Thank you.
may be seated, and I'd like to invite Sadie and Rob to join me at the font. Come over here, Sadie. Many of you have met Sadie in recent weeks. You come on over here, Rob. In recent weeks, but many of you have known her for a while because she is the aunt to Minnie and Marie. And so we welcome Sadie into membership this morning. We also welcome Rob, who you may recognize from coming with the Lohr family. This is Anna Lohr's boyfriend, and he has been attending for some time. And we are excited to welcome you today as well. Dear friends, we give thanks for the gift of baptism and for these people, one with us in the body of Christ, whom we welcome as new members into the life and ministry of this congregation. With the whole church, let us confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Sadie and Rob, in baptism we are welcomed into the body of Christ and sent to share in the mission of God. We are called to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. Sister and brother in Christ, do you intend to continue in the covenant of your baptism among God's people in this place? If so, say I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. And I ask God to help and guide me. People of God, do you promise to support and pray for these new members and their life in Christ? We do, and we ask God to help and guide us. Let us welcome these siblings in Christ into this community of faith. We rejoice with you in the life of baptism. Together we will give thanks and praise to God and proclaim the good news to all the world. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with mercy and grace. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Let us welcome them into membership. You may go back to your seats.
One in the communion of saints and in the power of the Holy Spirit, we join our voices in prayer. Reignite the prayer of the church. By your Spirit, root your church around the globe in prayer and spiritual practices that help your people deepen their relationship with you and that help your people love others as much as they love themselves. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We rely on the goodness of your creation in everything we do. We pray for trees that offer shade and for our fellow creatures that depend on the trees for shelter and food. Sustain the work of all who advocate for forest and wilderness areas. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Guide our leaders and nations with a spirit of justice, mercy, and peace. Let no evil come out of our mouths, but rather let us extend grace. We pray for our enemies. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Sustain feeding ministries and organizations such as the ELCA World Hunger, local food pantries, and our feeding ministries, the Backpack Program and the Blessing Box. We work and pray for a day when hunger is no more. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We pray for this congregation and for all who are gathered. Be present among anyone who cannot be with us today. Be with all those who are hurting, grieving, or ill, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, Scott, Mike and Joanna, Debbie, John, Mary, and our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Merciful God, we give you thanks for our new members, Sadie and Rob, whom you have drawn to yourself by the love of Jesus Christ, and whom we have welcomed into this household of faith. Keep us close together in your spirit, in the breaking of bread and the prayers, and in service to others. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We remember the saints who have gone before us in faith. Trusting in the promise of the resurrection, we find hope in your communion of saints for all the times and all the places. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Holy God, holy and merciful, into your outstretched arms we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Also with you.
I invite you to get up and share the peace of Christ with one another. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, Judy. Peace be with you, Brantley.
Thank you.
the Holly Bells play that we forgot to pass the offering plate, so we'll take a minute to do that. I also want to say that Marie asked me before service, and I forgot because I didn't write it down, that dear friends of her and James died in a car accident this week. And forgive me, I left the paper back there, but we ask that you be in prayer for their family and their friends. And we loved the Holly Bells. You all did such a good job, right, Brantley? Yeah, you did a great, great job. I always tell those who are serving in worship, especially the assisting ministers, that worship is never a performance. God does not expect perfection of us, but worship is the offering of our hearts and our minds and our bodies to God. And so I think today we were so focused on those Holly Bells and the joy that they brought us that we're just being flexible and adapting. All right, Tony, go ahead.
Pray together. Jesus, bread of life, you have set this table with your very self and called us to the feast of plenty. Gather what has been sown among us and strengthen us in this meal. Make us to be what we receive here, your body for the life of the world. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, loving and faithful God. All your works from the heights to the depths echo your praise. In the beginning, your word summoned light, darkness withdrew, and creation dawned. When the times had at last ripened and the earth had grown in full abundance, your word created humankind in your image to steward all of creation. You gave us breath and speech that all might find a voice to sing your praise and to celebrate the creation you called good. And so with the entire communion of saints, with angels and the whole creation, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 holy.
Blessed are you, gracious and merciful God. Before our beginnings, you have always been the three in one being who was and is to come. From before time, you have been dreaming us up, imagining a world, forming us into creatures who might come love you in return. By your breath and with your hands, you made us and have written us into the long and unending story of your love. Around a table with the ones you called to carry on your story, you, Jesus, took bread, gave thanks, broke the bread, and gave it to your disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Send your Holy Spirit upon this bread and upon us, we pray. Take, bless, break, and give us, that we might be your body in the world. After the meal ended, you, Jesus, took the cup of wine. Again, you gave thanks and praise and gave the cup to your disciples, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Send your Holy Spirit upon this cup and upon us, we pray. Take, bless, pour, and give us, that we might be your life flowing for the world. Lord, unite us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Christ has set the table with more than enough for all. Come.
Thank you. evening sun, is sinking low. A few more days, and I must go.
Thank you.
The table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together. Gracious God, in this meal you have drawn us to your heart and nourished us at your table. By your Holy Spirit, enliven us to be your body in the world, that we may show Christ's love to all people. Amen.
The blessing of God, who provides for us, feeds us, and journeys with us, be upon you now and forever. Amen.
Let us say our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
To the reception. I think many of you know that this week Minnie is celebrating her 90th birthday. Yay! And although Sandra's not 90, her birthday is the same day. So I thought we could sing happy birthday to Minnie and Sandra. Judy, will you start us off?
Happy birthday to
I think there are some folks here to escort you to the reception. Brantley, will you say the words of dismissal?
Go ye feast, you are body of Christ.
Thanks be to God.